علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 30th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about his role in the issue of Uthman's death. And what happened is that people were using excuses to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam under the umbrella of the issue of vengeance against Uthman. And they were putting blames against Imam Ali alayhi salam that he had a role in the death of Uthman, number one. Number two, they started to say that why is Imam Ali alayhi salam not punishing those people who took part in the death of Uthman and things like that. So they were trying to create a case against him, and they were using this as excuse to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is very, very important in every government to realize why people are doing a certain uprising. Is that issue really the reason why they want to fight against you, or is it because they just don't want you and they're using this as an excuse? They have a grudge or they have some ulterior motives, and these are the things that are keeping them in that state of fighting against you. It is not really that issue that is of concern for them. And this is where a person needs to be able to be one who recognizes a fitna, or a state of confusion, very carefully and know the reason behind that state of confusion. This is an extremely important thing in society, and we need to prepare the community to understand these issues.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. The issue of the death of Uthman is an issue in history that has attracted the attention of many Islamic historians and even other historians to kind of analyze. Although it's a very sad story, it's a hurtful story, especially with regards to the way people disturbed Imam Ali alayhi salam. But it is a good example of how Imam Ali alayhi salam dealt with this issue and give us an awareness and an awakening in us on how we can take lessons from the way he dealt with the whole sociological intricacies and how people reacted and what they did is a wonderful case study that a person can really work on and develop and make use of. Anyways, what is important for us is to realize that sometimes people just look for excuses to go against you. So You know, you don't need to compromise on what is correct and what is right with the excuse of saying that, you know, if we do this, then the evil guys are going to attack us. They're going to say we are bad. No. Because anyways, if they want to attack you, they will attack you. Right now, look at, for example, Iran. Okay, the nuclear issue is not the main issue that they are against Iran. That's not the actual issue why they are against Iran. They don't like the very existence of Iran, because it is something that does not accept the authority of the dictatorial and the, you can say, the usurping and proud and arrogant powers of the world. It doesn't want. And that's what is hurting the arrogant rulers of the world. That why is there a country that exists that doesn't accept the rule of the arrogant people? And this is why they'll give you excuses. One day they'll say nuclear issue. Another day they'll tell you, oh, no, the issue of the missiles. Oh, no, now the IRGC. And then next time they'll say Hezbollah. Another time they'll say something else. The reason, these are not the actual reasons why they are going against Iran or any truth-loving country. This is not the reason why they are going against, for example, Ansarullah in Yemen. Or for example, the Hashd al-Sha'bi in Iraq, or other good forces. The reason is because these groups are not accepting to be under the yoke of the arrogant powers. So sometimes it's like this: whatever you do, falsehood will go against you. So you need to stick to your ideals and not compromise. Yes, you can have some kind of maneuvering, political maneuverings as and when required. That's a very different discussion. It can be discussed in the political sciences from the Islamic perspective.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are trying to understand and analyze the issue of the uprising that went against Imam Ali alayhi salam with regards to avenging the death of Uthman. And of course, this was being focused on the 30th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. So these people came and, you know, they started to complain to Imam Ali, and they started to uprise against Imam Ali that, oh, Ali, you are the one who had a hand in the killing of Uthman, and this whole group. And that's how the whole Battle of Jamal happened, you know, the Battle of the Camel. This is how it happened. And of course, afterwards also they always used to use this excuse to go against Imam Ali alayhi salam. They, in fact, in the whole issue of the death of Uthman, Imam Ali alayhi salam in the start even, you know, took a stance against those people who openly came and killed. He took action even against them. Of course, there were elements of those who killed Uthman who were really bad, like maybe they had some ulterior motives behind killing Uthman. So Imam Ali al-Islam knew that there's a vast spectrum of people who are fighting against, who want to kill Uthman. There are some who are killing Uthman for ulterior motives. Some of them, they have actual reasons, because Uthman, of course, if you read history, you'll see there were a lot of acts of corruption that happened during his time. A lot of favorism, a lot of plundering of the wealth of the Muslim Ummah. So there were actual complaints against him. And that's why people like Talha went against him. People like Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, went against him. So these things were very clear in history. So Imam Ali alayhi salam tried his best to, you know, first of all, clear out some of the bad weeds that were trying to fight against, who were playing a bad role in this whole issue. But these people who are against Imam Ali wanted Imam Ali alayhi salam to take action against good people. People who had whose role was not so clear in the issue of the death of Uthman, and they were really good people, people like Malik Ashtar. He wasn't one of the killers. Imam Ali alayhi salam also didn't command on the killing of Uthman, as it will come later. Nor did he support them, nor did he go against them, and didn't have clear terms. Imam Ali played a very, very powerful role there, because he had to support legal and necessary procedures against oppression and corruption, but at the same time he did not advocate the killing. So this whole process, inshallah, which is a very important process, we'll discuss about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه